We're going to turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4:6, okay? We're going to read one verse. So 2 Corinthians 4:6 reads, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So tonight, I'm going to be preaching to you why Jesus is the light. It's something that I think it's basic, something that we all kind of like understand, but I just wanted to dig a little bit deeper into it and expound on it a little bit. We're going to turn to Genesis 1 real quick. It's going to be a lot of verses that we're going to go over, but I just want to turn to two specific ones, Genesis 1 and John 1. So in Genesis 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." So the reason why I'm going over this is to show that this earth, it was dark, it was corrupt, it was void, and then the Spirit of God moved upon it. And then God said, let there be light. Now let's go to John 1. Now for me, I don't know about you guys, but this goes hand in hand, like perfectly hand in hand. So in John chapter 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And it goes forth to say that, you know, John the Baptist, he bore record of that light. Okay, and that Jesus was the light of this world. So just how it was in Genesis 1, it's the same thing with John 1. How this earth, corrupt, void, all this darkness upon it until God sent forth the light, who's Jesus Christ, into this world. You see, in John 8:12, it says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And again, 1 John 1:5 says, "This then is the message we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." No darkness at all. So there's a connection between life and light, okay? All physical life is connected to light, all of it, okay? Just like all spiritual life is connected to Jesus Christ, who is the light. You see, you can't be born again. You can't have this spiritual life in you without the light. Impossible. In Psalm 36:9, it shows the light is connected to life. "For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light." And you cannot see the light unless you have light from God. Okay, the Bible is the one that gives you the light to see. Psalms 119, 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Jesus is also called the Son of Righteousness. Not the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. The one that gives us light. In Malachi 4:2. "And his followers, us, reflect his light, as the moon reflects sunlight." In Song of Solomon 6:10, it refers to us as the moon. It says, "Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners?" I mean, I don't know how many of you guys knew that, but yeah, the moon doesn't give its own light. It reflects the light of the sun. Now, here's one more thing. Jesus came to this earth 4,000 years after he created the world. Just how the sun shows up 4 days after creation. And the Bible says that one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and vice versa. Now, continuing on, there's false light and sun worship, okay? Sun worship is found in nearly all primitive religions. It's found in Ezekiel 8:16. "And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house. And behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of the Lord, and their faces towards the east. And they worshiped the sun towards the east." Now, it goes on to say that God thought this was an abomination. But why is it all the religions worship the sun and even the moon? Why is that? Why does it go all the way back? False religions will also have their own way of reaching enlightenment, like yoga with Hinduism and meditation and Buddhism. The Bible also contrasts light with darkness. The spiritual duality of light and darkness is a recurring theme found throughout the Bible. In Proverbs 2:13 and Proverbs 4:19, It says, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. And again, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And one more time, John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world. And men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So, lastly here, Jesus in the end will become the physical light of this world. Not just the spiritual light, but the physical light. There will be no need for a sun. In Isaiah 60:19 and Revelation 22:5. So Isaiah reads, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. So in conclusion here, we're going to go back to the original verse. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, like he did in the beginning, right, when Christ came to this earth, have shined in our hearts, so to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So we ought to, like it says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.